Art from the Ground Up is 90.5 WESA's monthly series exploring some of the innovative grassroots artists and organizations that enrich our region's cultural life. This installment features a visit to a poetry reading series at an East End bookshop and an interview with one of the presenting poets in her garden at her home in Friendship.
What I love about writing, what I've always loved about writing, is it's sort of a vehicle that can take you anywhere.
That's poet Jessica Server, who I met at Versify, a monthly event at the East End Book Exchange in Bloomfield. Jessica appreciates the chance to present her work, considering it an act of engagement that's a step of the creative process.
I wanted to sort of bring all these different demographics together, the older poets, the young MFA poets, and sort of create this whole literary family, so to speak.
That's Bob Wilicki, who puts the Versify events together. The night I was there, Jessica Server was reading a poem inspired by her garden.
Two truckloads of compost-laden loam, the work of a week. We raise the beds.
And it's been very successful. We've had well-known authors and writers, Terrence Hayes, Toy Derricott, Jan Beatty, and young and up-and-coming writers as well, sharing that same spotlight.
Bob's background isn't in academia. He doesn't have an English or a fine arts degree.
I'm actually a plumber.
And he's a poet, too. Now, a lot of us have tried at one time or another to write some poetry. I was interested in the people who actually do it and had a chance to interview Jessica Server in that garden she was speaking about, at her home in Friendship.
I'd like to start, if I could, by asking, what does it take to be a poet?
I think the most important qualities for a writer, especially a poet, are curiosity and awareness. I read a quote, I can't remember who wrote it, but a writer is somebody who's enormously taken by things everybody else walks by. That's not a direct quote, but I think that you have to be really curious about the world and how to find new ways to look at it, and curious about yourself, and then also sort of painfully sometimes overly aware. You have to be willing to be curious and to see your own flaw, especially if you want to write things that are personal. I mean, you have to be willing to step back and have some self-awareness as well as the awareness of the world around you.
You had mentioned earlier that when you were really young, you and some cousins wrote some things at the request of a family member, and the feedback that you got was kind of an inspiration to you.
My aunt, I remember her telling me that it was beautiful, and I think that was the first time that I was like, I like doing this. I like reading words that I write to other people.
How do you choose subject matter? Do you tend to think in terms of an overall concept when you're putting things together?
When I'm looking at the work that I'm doing now, I'm looking at some themes of like interpersonal relationships as we get older and how they get more complex. Fear and anxiety is a big theme that I'm sort of working in now, just the things that we're kind of taught to be afraid of, and obviously nature and the garden, travel, things like that are all inspirations to me that I'm working in now, as opposed to sort of when I came to Pittsburgh. I was writing a lot about my family and home and this idea of not really having one because I moved around quite a lot as a young child.
I'm glad you mentioned that you've moved around a lot, because it leads into a question I wanted to ask you. A lot of people have told me that this is a very welcoming city to artists, and I'd like you to weigh in on that.
I think Pittsburgh's an amazing place to be an artist. It's very easy to be connected here to the right people for new opportunities. And I also think that Pittsburgh has this kind of like DIY spirit. Like, whatever you want to do, you can do it if you just have enough kind of willpower and the right people around you and you really stick with it.
Thanks to Jessica Server and Bob Wilicki for allowing me access to their parts of Pittsburgh's diverse, vibrant, and growing literary community. For Art from the Ground Up, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.